Selected excerpts from Secret Post number 2211 from the DreamWidth Community Fandom Secrets, posted January 21st, 2013. Fandom Secret Graphic, text over a picture of headphones. I think Podfic is cool, but I hate it when people insist that it's on a par with fic or art, usually with some bullshit argument like, well, you say Podfic can't exist without the original fic, but fic itself can't exist without canon. Ha! Huh. Podfic relies much more directly, in a constitutive sense, on someone else's work. It's like coloring someone else's line art. You can have amazing fic or art for really mediocre canons. But no matter how great your podficking or coloring skills, if the original fic or art sucked, you're not going to create a masterpiece from it. The quality of any podfic is, in part, inherently derived from the original. Secret because, have you seen how defensive people can get over podfic? Ugh! Thread started by Anonymous. I'm afraid so. Obviously, there is work involved and it takes time and there is some craft, but it's just nowhere near what is needed to write fic or create art. Thread started by Anonymous. Agreed. For that matter, I kind of hate when fanwork exchanges allow podfic, or fan mixes, come to that. It's just disappointing to receive something I could do for myself, especially if it's based off of something I've already done. Response by Anonymous. I'm there with you. There was a small fandom exchange that I considered doing, but most of the output seemed to be podfic, fan mixes, and graphics for your work. I already make graphics. Don't need that. Don't need someone else giving me a mishmash of the most popular songs on their iPod that supposedly represent a character. And podfics? No, sir. I don't like it. I realize that these are honest, fanish output by certain fans who would otherwise not be able to contribute, but I can't help but feel it's scraping the bottom of the barrel. Thread started by Anonymous.
I agree. It's cool that you make them, but it's not like you doing anything other than translating an existing work to other medium. There isn't that much creating from scratch going on. Just curious, does anyone here listen to Podfic? They must be a great help for the visually impaired, but how many listen to them for other reasons? Personally, I don't. Because I read so much faster and like to imagine the characters' voices in my head.
Response by Anonymous.
I refuse to go near Podfic. It's like a warning beacon of second-hand embarrassment. The mere thought of it is just such a turn-off. And I wouldn't say that Podfic is some great contribution to blind fandom. Blind fans will already know how to get their fix. Be it through their existing reading programs or Grail.
Response by Anonymous. I don't see why it's such a horrifically embarrassing thing, to be honest. It sounds like doing an audiobook for a fanfic. That in itself is not inherently horrible or even remotely embarrassing coming from someone who always loved audiobooks or published works. It sounds cool. What's so embarrassing about it? Response by Anonymous. Different anon, but personally, I find podfics embarrassing because inexperienced readers tend to ham it up, mispronounce words, or react to the actual story, giggling, crying, things like that. It's just distracting and, yeah, kind of embarrassing. Thread started by Anonymous. Honestly, I don't like it either. Every podfic I found is usually someone either rushing through reading a fanfic to stay within some recording time limit, or they're under/overdoing it. Basically, it's never done with any level of professionalism. Thread started by Charred Monster. So, wait a minute. Podfic is just people reading fanfiction and acting like this is a big deal? I thought it was fanfiction written specifically to be heard as audio, like a radio play with more narration. Is that not the case? Response by Anonymous.
It sure isn't. Poorly trained people awkwardly reading Sherlock porn into their laptop microphones. That's podfic. About as much creativity as making a 500 kilobyte GIF. The podfic community acts like an oppressed art group, though.
Another response from Anonymous. It's just like when you buy an audiobook, though. Why would you think otherwise? Obviously it varies, but some podfic is like listening to a professional audiobook. response by Charred Monster. The way people treat it, basically. Usually most people don't treat audiobooks as an entity directly removed from the book itself. There's certainly talent that goes into doing a good audiobook, but it's treated as simply a means of interpreting the original work. It isn't on par with it. Footnote. One notable exception is the World War Z audiobook, which reimagines the text as an NPR-style audio documentary. A good example is the audio version of Harry Potter. It's amazing, but the audiobook is considered a subset of the original work. I don't think Jim Dale acts like his reading is as important as Rowling having written the thing in the first place. Thread started by Anonymous. I can't stand podfics, or audiobooks for that matter. But what really annoys me is how some great fic authors have been suckered into thinking podfic is high art and have turned to that instead of writing. Thread started by Anonymous. Even if you're technically right, why are we going around assigning relative value to contributions in fandom? Response by Anonymous. Because they started it, Mommy! Quasi-seriously? If it weren't for podficers complaining that making podfic isn't getting as much respect as writing fic, no one would be talking about relative value at all. Another response from Anonymous. New Anon. Because some fandom works have more value in terms of effort and skill than others. The end. A GIF with, quote, so many feels, unquote, superimposed over it may be amusing to some people, but it's barely transformative the way fanfic and fan art is, which is what fanfic is, transformative works, emphasis on work. This is why people pay said GIF's creator barely any attention at all, if they even give them credit. And quite frankly, demanding credit and recognition for something that took barely any imagination to do is ridiculous, though GIF makers do it just as often as podfickers. This is what podfickers whine about and keep whining about, not getting enough recognition and respect. Seriously? You're reading stories into a microphone. People do that on the Gutenberg Project for actual published work, like literary masterpieces, and they're not whining about their lack of respect or not being put on the same levels as the writers they're reading. Podfics are not BBC radio dramas. I wish more of them would threaten to stop if the oppression continues, because then they would stop, and nothing of value would be lost. Thread started by Silver AU. I feel like a lot of people in this thread are underestimating the amount of skill, effort, and creativity it takes to narrate well. I mean, no, it's not the same thing as writing, but that doesn't mean there's no creativity involved. Response by Anonymous. Yes, I used to record books for the blind and it's not easy. Just because most podfickers are lousy at it doesn't mean it's not its own art form. Response by Anonymous. I've read, and done, some podfics myself, but I don't think I'd ever call it an art form. It can be a legitimate part of fandom without being considered art, and there's really nothing wrong with that. Response by Anonymous. I think this is the crux of the matter, and I don't understand why people can't seem to comprehend it. There are valuable, useful, legitimate contributions to be made to fandom that are not, in fact, on the same level as art and fic. Podficking is one of them. I mean, by some of the logic inherent here, we need to apply the label art to anything that takes time to create, is fandom-related, and is posted on the internet by an individual. Comments on an episode are art. Really insightful comments in response to art and fic are art. Screen caps, GIFs, and ripped media changed to fit a better aspect ratio are art. Where does it end? The end.